Hello, and welcome to this installment of our Fire Author podcast series, brought to you by Jones & Bartlett Learning. We're speaking today with Fire Chief Dave Purchase, author of the new Chief Officer Principles in Practice. Chief Purchase has 36 years in the fire service, beginning as a volunteer firefighter in 1975 for the city of Norton Shores, Michigan, where he resides with his wife, Carrie. Rising through the ranks, he was appointed to the position of fire chief in 1999. Chief Purchase has been a certified fire instructor for over 25 years and has taught over 300 fire officer programs around the state of Michigan. Receiving his associate's degree from Muskegon Community College, Chief Purchase is also an EFO graduate of the National Fire Academy. In March 2011, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder appointed him to the Firefighters Training Council for a third three-year term. He's a past president of the Western Michigan Association of Fire Chiefs, past vice president of the Michigan Fire Service Instructors Association, and currently serves as Vice President on the Michigan Association of Fire Chiefs Executive Board. Chief Purchase has presented programs at conferences nationwide, including VCOS, FDIC, FDIC East, Ohio State Fire School, and Firehouse Expo. An active participant within the state political arena, Chief Purchase was instrumental in the formation of the Michigan Fire Service Bureau and is the Fire Chief's representative to the Michigan Fire Services Coalition. Thanks for joining us today, Chief Purchase.
You're welcome, Bill. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, first, I'd like to ask, what was your involvement in the Chief Officer textbook, and what can you tell us about the book, which makes it a valuable resource for tomorrow's future chief officers?
Well, initially, I was asked to review some drafts of submitted chapters. I had done a few books with Jones and Bartlett in the past, working on their Chief Officer's Desk Reference and the Instructor Manual. And I was asked to kind of take a look at this and give them my thoughts. And as I reviewed it, it kind of gave me an excitement about the project. As a chief officer for the last 12 years, I really saw the potential for this particular book to have a tremendous impact on the upper levels of a fire department, the administration, if you will. The material that's in that curriculum is very needed, and especially today, very timely, as many of our departments are struggling to reinvent ourselves in today's challenging world. So ultimately, as I worked into this project, I was asked not only to contribute a chapter, which I did on emergency management, but also to co-edit the book with somebody that, if you're in the fire service at all, you'll recognize the name as a true fire service icon, Dr. Harry Carter. And I saw that as a tremendous opportunity to not only provide some of my input, but to learn. And I thought the book, the outcome of the book was very, very good.
Excellent. Thank you. What trends are you seeing in this market, and how are those addressed in your program?
Well, trends. We all talk about trends. You know, they seem to come and go. But I think what's really more important is what type of lasting effects are occurring on our service by today's economic upheaval. Our profession, in many cases, is somewhat under attack. Today, the fire chief must be prepared to really think outside the box, and I know that's kind of a cliche term, but they have to be familiar with a wide variety of services demanded by the public that in itself has experienced their own trouble, and you know they always expect this famous phrase, more for less. Budgets have short-staffed many departments, affecting even the administrative levels, demanding sharing of roles and responsibilities. In my own case, I've taken over a responsibility for the building services here in my city as a way to save money. So in some cases, now the chief is directly dealing with the issues of personnel and apparatus, budget, training, planning, legal issues, without this benefit of what may have been in the past a vast administrative staff in which to delegate to. You know, additionally, many efforts to resolve budget deficits have caused or forced early retirements of senior staff, and we're experiencing a sudden loss of experienced officers. And the result of that is a premature, although it's not necessarily a negative, and I don't mean it to sound that way, but we're promoting lower-ranking officers into administrative chief positions, and we're losing the experience on the top to bring them up. So there's a vast wealth of knowledge and information contained within the chief officer text that's provided by those very same experienced fire officers, those that are willing to share that knowledge so that the service can fill those administrative roles and leadership voids with individuals that are ready to meet those challenges we face. So, you know, in effect, what the book does is help us with playing catch up And the materials are designed to fill that training void at the upper end of the command staff.
Well, great, thank you. And building off your last response, the textbook, Chief Officer Principles and Practice, has a robust set of application-based features. Can you tell us about those features and how they can be used as learning tools?
Well, the features included within the Chief Officer text do indeed set this program, I think, apart from others. It's been my experience that students learn and retain more when they can relate the presented materials to real-life situations. Additionally, the features such as you are the chief officer, the chief officer in action, encourages students to develop those very necessary critical thinking skills, things that we need by today's senior-level officers. Application of topic areas is also reinforced through the voice of experience, the essays that are written by people who have done it and been there that are presented within the chapters become very helpful. This feature allows those that haven't been there before to share those experience, you know, directly with the students. It's like having a, if you will, a presenter or a conference speaker right in your office as you're reading the book. I think that's a very helpful feature. In addition to the chapter author, they also provide yet another, you know, experienced view on subject matter. The chief officer tips make great discussion points and provide suggestions for practical application of the material. The highlighting of even the level 4 job performance requirements makes it easy for students to differentiate the advanced skills required of a chief officer. And then finally, the walk the talk feature is an excellent way of challenging the student to then apply those newly acquired skills and knowledge within their own department, which is ultimately the goal, and that is improving the fire service.
As a content expert in the area of chief officer, what would be the compelling reasons for instructors to switch to your book from other resources currently available?
I guess I would answer that question in two parts. First, I believe Jones and Bartlett is second to none in developing training materials that are timely, comprehensive, functional, if you will. The features that they include within the text help students practically apply the materials being presented. Additionally, the online support available through the JB Course Manager allows for excellent student-instructor interaction. With the endorsements of the IAFC and the NFPA, Jones and Bartlett has created a complete suite of training materials that provides continuity throughout the entire department training program, which I think is very important. Second, I believe that the subject matter experts that are chosen to contribute the training materials are very important in any project, and it's their expertise that is critical to the development of the high-quality product that the fire service leaders have really come to rely upon from Jones and Bartlett. It's their enthusiasm and dedication to the service that I think really comes through in the presented topics. It's also important, though, to point out that when you combine all the features of the text, it becomes evident that the goal of the text is not just to pass on the historic knowledge and experience of the authors, but really to challenge the students to take that knowledge and use it to their advantage when it's really necessary to recreate the fire service for today's constantly evolving environment. That piece right there is, I think, the challenge to everyone, and that is to take the material and apply it. And with the features, Jones and Bartlett has been able to do that.
Excellent response. Thank you for that. And finally, Jones and Bartlett Learning has created a feature-rich teaching and learning system to support all of its core curriculum programs. Chief Officer is one of those programs. Can you tell us about this teaching and learning system and how it benefits students, instructors, and ultimately the organization they represent?
Well, it's important to understand that standalone textbooks have really become a thing of the past in today's social-driven media. Many of us are experiencing and learning to use new tools every day. And I think Jones and Bartlett truly understood this when they created their JB Course Manager system. That course manager allows instructors and their students a much greater level of interaction with the availability of internet-based discussion forums, real-time chat, and the facilitation of group projects and assignments. With the course manager, instructors are able to easily track students' progress through the generation of reports and monitoring of training activities. Instructors can also organize their curriculum and class schedules, and if needed, they can also provide access to online testing. I think it's the JV Course Manager, which truly provides an enhancement to the traditional classroom style learning environment that keeps students involved throughout the learning process. A very important feature.
Well, thank you again for speaking with us today, Chief Purchase.
I really appreciate the time. I think that if you look at this text and examine what it has to offer, I think you'll find that it really fills a void that has existed for some time in the training of the top administrative officials and really preparing those to move into those positions. That's an important thing that the fire service has missed, and that's what this curriculum does, is fill that void.
Excellent. Thank you again. That concludes this episode of the Fire Authors Podcast series. We've been speaking with Chief Purchase, author of Chief Officer Principles in Practice. To learn more about the textbook or to request a complimentary review copy, visit go.jblearning.com/chief officer. That's go.jblearning.com/chief officer. Jones and Bartlett Learning, a division of Ascend Learning, is a world-leading provider of instructional, assessment, and learning performance management solutions for secondary, post-secondary, and professional markets. To learn more about Jones and Bartlett Learning, visit the corporate website at www.jblearning.com.